Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Potential and the Possibilities at Mid-Career and Beyond. I'm Hyacinth Gooden-Bailey, your host, and I hope you are ready to call in and to talk in the chat room or call-in number, as you know, 347-308-8388. Today's show will give you enough food for thought and energy to last until we go on air again in July. Please make note on your July calendar page of our call-in number, which remains the same, so that as soon as you see the number, you'll remember that our show is back, 347-308-8388. Our email remains the same, HEB@sapiencecoaching.com, Sapience Coaching, one word. And our website to check weekly for updates on all our coaching activities and what's coming up on the show and our e-zine is www.sapiencecoaching.com. The further blessings that will come your way are, one, the opportunity to be a member of my new social network, social media network. It's called the Motivational Communications for Professional Women at Midlife. Motivational Communications for Professional Women at Midlife. To know more about it and to click on the link to it, you go to my website. Of course, you could also get further information if you're on my mailing list for my e-zine. Your second blessing is the easy in itself, which is called Potential Plus Possibilities. If you're not on the list, then you won't be receiving it. So please send me your email and say, I would like to be on the list to receive your bi-monthly easy in. Thirdly, those who are on my mailing list will receive an update on new ebooks for download and new e-courses to benefit from at your own convenience on creativity and renewing your energy. So, I'm sure you're interested in one or the other. I actually cannot wait to share my coaching model, which I've developed and described in my upcoming book, Career Change Design in the Second Half of Life, a motivational guide for professional women. That is what I'm continuing to talk about today on the show. Those of you who listened to last week's show, I'm sure will want to hear more. Last week I asked if you were interested in any of the segments I described from the book to send me an email and I would send you a preview. And dozens of listeners did just that. In fact, I'm amazed. And now I'm offering a recording instead in which I'm speaking about the book and getting into more details about the model which I have developed. So please send me your email. It won't hurt you. All you'll receive is my e-zine and the recording about the book. You will also receive tons of good stuff in the e-zine and links to other important sites and motivational information that will last you through the summer and beyond. Obviously, on this show, I'm not going to let all the cat out of the bag, since it is like watching a movie trailer. You don't expect to get the whole plot and the twist of the story all in one shot. But I'm encouraging you to listen carefully to what I have to say today and grab hold of the message that is specially intended for you. Furthermore, I want you to be ahead of the queue in getting a copy of this book as soon as I announce its publication date and availability. If you have not downloaded the ebook, which I have mentioned more than once on the show, The Professional Woman's Must Know Guide to Career Change, this is the time to do so. Many listeners also took advantage of getting a copy earlier this week, but you can go directly to lulu.com. Just type in lulu.com/content/ and the item number 6023866. 6023866, and pick up your copy of the ebook. Later in the show, if I have the time, I'll be reminding you of this, the upcoming teleclass, Powerful Energy, Powerful You, to be held on June 16th at 7:30 p.m. Eastern. So register now from my website or again via email so that you can get the phone number and code to join in that 75-minute powerful teleclass. Right now, I want you to do your one-minute breathing and relaxation exercise, and I'll be right back to talk some more about the contents of my book that's coming up on career change design in the second half of life. Welcome back, everyone. Please don't be afraid to go into the chat room. Please don't be afraid to call in to ask a question. I'm ready and willing to coach you on air or to coach you privately. When we talk about career change, it's for different reasons, but primarily it's the same reason that people talk about career choice or when young people are entering the workforce and trying to decide what to do. Of course, there's a big difference after you've lived and worked for a while, and then you suddenly begin, or suddenly or slowly, begin to wonder, now what should I really be doing? Or why on earth am I doing this? So it's a pursuit of what is the ideal job for you, not the pursuit of an ideal job that anyone can do. And you want to make clear and powerful decisions in this regard so that you don't throw away the rest of your life or waste your energy doing things that you don't like when you could easily or just as easily be doing something which fulfills you, which nourishes your personality, and which uses your innate strengths. That's the purpose of my book on career change design, to deal with all of those issues. You have certain preferences as an individual. You have a different personality type from other people. And when I say type, I'm not saying it in a very technical sense, because we're made up of different types. We're predominantly one thing or the other, or equally more than one. You have different abilities, and you have different priorities in your life. And all of that weighs in on how you choose or how you change your career. One job that's perfectly wonderful for one person might be completely horrible and of no fit whatsoever for another person. Some of you listening might be going through major changes because you've just been kicked out of your job, either a job that you just got recently or a job that you've held for many years. And that puts you through a bit of trauma if you weren't prepared for it even halfway. And so you go through stages in dealing with this change. So it's not very easy to decide how to make your life continue on an even keel. You have to deal with your anger and your denial. You have to learn how to open up and see new possibilities and to learn new skills, perhaps, and to develop new competencies so that you can take on new positions and new responsibilities. You might have to, above all, change the way you think, the things you believe in, as well as a new life path. And this is where a coach comes in, because this is a multitude of things for someone under stress and duress to deal with. And so the career change coaching that I do and other coaches do is a valuable resource for women and men who are dealing with the downturn in the world's economy, and in particular in the U.S. But even without the downturn in the economy, just trying to reinvent a future for yourself requires a lot of work. It's not that it's an impossible task, it's just that it has to be done with some method to it. Each of you listening is experiencing a different type of situation in your life and in your work, and a different level of challenge than anyone else. And that is why one of the three words in the name of my career change model is script, because it is a very personal affair for which you cannot pass on the responsibility to another person. You cannot copy someone else's style. Why? Because the model of career change which I advocate and coach is based on what is your own unique purpose. Purpose is a very important word in the model. The second word in the model is potential. You know from the very name and focus of my show and Easy In Potential Plus Possibilities that your potential is my primary aim and motivator. Human potential is so greatly untapped that I believe that in it lies the solution to all the quizzes we give ourselves about what to do next, how to succeed, and how far we can go. This potential script is what I help the readers of my articles and books and my coaching clients to develop and pursue. The third part of my model's name is the first word, creative. Creative potential script. Because I believe that creativity, as my previous shows have shown, is at the crux of the matter when it comes to career choice and career change, and particularly at midlife and beyond. If you are to reinvent yourself and your life and to re-energize and re-career, your inherent creativity has to be maximized. And it's not difficult at all. My clients are mesmerized at what they can achieve in an hour once they've gotten over the hurdle of shifting their mindset. And then they realize, if only in an hour, what about continuously for years? So the aim of this model in my career design book is so that you, the reader, end up with both high achievement and life work balance. Now, career change in the second half of life not only gives you practical pointers for developing your mind and brain and taking strategic actions, but it also helps you step by step to find out who you really are, to find ways of maintaining your powerful energetic connections, and to develop your own strategies for transcending challenges. I hope that sounds exciting enough for you. Again, all of this is supported by examples from scores of women who have made career changes more than once and moved from the corporate world and other fields of work to being entrepreneurs and sometimes having multiple businesses. So So my book is both a guide, a study, and a series of exercises for any professional woman, or person for that matter, who wants to understand himself or herself, start over, find new direction, and experience fulfillment. You explore and you come to points of clarity, vision, and powerful action, step by step. So I want you to contact me to ask your particular questions about your particular concerns as you decide, for example, should I change careers or just change jobs? Should I go back to school or just get a better employer or seek out a job with better benefits? Is it too late for me to start over? What have I been doing with my skills and talents? Why am I not getting anywhere? All these and more fall under career coaching and career transition issues. So we focus on creating what I call a mental millionaire mindset, where the sky is the limit, and an approach that I work on in my release group coaching sessions with my participants to get rid of the angst and fears and pull your ideal career and business toward you instead, by being free, open, and ready to be all you want to be. And this is actually a spiritual dimension that all who read my book and get involved in my model reach. And they certainly are enthusiastic about it once they understand how it works. I want to say some more about creativity and work-life balance, because I know most of you are intrigued by those two topics. So I would like to send you links to other books and sites that will help you in this regard. Creativity and work-life balance are related to entrepreneurship, if you didn't realize that. And so in the book I talk about developing your entrepreneurial spirit. Your entrepreneurial spirit, I'll just read one paragraph from one chapter in my book. The fact is, in the second half of life, many women find their entrepreneurial spirit emerging, whether for the first time or after being long suppressed. This is a wonderful trend. There cannot be too many entre or solopreneurs on the planet. Entrepreneurship is the calling of change agents. And I'm quoting Daniel Pink from his book, A Whole New Mind, here, who are driven by the urge to meet a need and to innovate. Who better to do that but those of you women who have honed skills, abilities, and experience, as well as a greater understanding of others and a deeper level of caring. Organizations and companies will be losing these women for whom there was little provision or opportunity to develop or to shine. So that is taken directly from my book. And one simple example of creativity, we don't even have to look into being an entrepreneur. You can become creative in preparing yourself for a new job or a new field of work by attending classes where you get certificates of attendance to make up for your inability to return to school full-time. Because it will not just impress people that you've been working towards something or on something, but help you to build up your confidence in making your career change and in re-entering the workforce if you have been away from it for a while. So back to this entrepreneurial spirit. You will find it affects not just your business, but your life as a whole. Because you're giving of your energy and talent in exchange to match the value that your clients are willing to pay for and satisfying needs at the same time. Now, this providing of service while being an agent of change is a very powerful concept that is not fully understood, or even more, that entrepreneurs are not conscious of, and therefore they lose the real power of being in business. So don't let being in business scare you. Now, when we talk about work-life balance, we can't avoid talking about burnout. And that is a topic that I cover also in the book. This is prevalent among professionals who suffer from chronic fatigue, negativity, sleeplessness, depression, and general lack of happiness, which we've touched on in previous shows. Now, finding ways to transcend this being stuck in a rut is part and parcel of the model which I promote. It's intended to generate a desire to keep moving upward and onward. So my Creative Potential script covers many aspects of personal growth and development, and I focus also on the differences between your mind, your brain, your ego, your body, and also how they work together for or against you. Because, you know, the brain is subject to programming. And so if you are not keen to understand that, you will be in a state of being manipulated rather than making your own powerful choices. When you are listening and thinking and making your decisions from your, not just from your intelligence, but intuitively at the same time, then you get more meaningful results and you make choices which are the best for you. So I'm inviting you to give me a call or email, and you're guaranteed a connection to a brighter future. You always knew that a brighter future existed, but you couldn't put your hands on how to get there. Your first step is your email to me. Then you will get my e-zine with all the guidance you need. And then you'll register for my upcoming teleclass on June 16th, which I told you I'll try to remember to remind you about. So you can receive the phone number and code for the teleclass titled Powerful Energy, Powerful You. And that is a teleclass where you explore more and more of what you're made up of and what you should be confident about, as well as what you should release and not hold on to, including fear, which we dealt with a few shows ago. The teleclass is 75 minutes long. If you will not be able to make it to this transformative teleclass, you are free to register for my group coaching sessions. They will not be going on through June and July, but will begin again on August 22nd. The groups are limited to 15, so don't wait for the last minute to register. You can register right now, anytime between now and June, so that you are among the first in the release group coaching sessions beginning August 22nd. So let me leave you with a few tips until we begin our conversation regarding my book, my teleclass, and my group coaching. One, be a change agent. Think about it. How can I be a change agent? You are looking at what's happening around you. You're listening to people's complaints and worries, but you have solutions in you. Don't deny the rest of us those solutions. Number two, practice valuing yourself first before frustrating yourself trying to please others. And I hope I'll get some feedback from someone who does this particular one, number two, valuing yourself, and tell me what are the results for you. Three, make it your primary aim to live your vision and not follow what others are claiming to be the in thing to follow. And fourthly, to keep developing your skills and talents and to keep investing in your abilities and potential. And this is what life coaching, life transition coaching, and career change coaching is all about. Helping you along to develop your skills, talents, abilities, and potential. So if you have not called in, if you're not in the chat room, but you still want to talk to me, here is the email again, heb@sapienscoaching.com. website, www.sapienscoaching.com. The name of the book that I've been talking about is Career Change Design in the Second Half of Life, a Motivational Guide for Professional Women. And I want you to keep checking my website and to be on my mailing list so that I can tell you when it's ready for you to pick up from Amazon.com or at your nearest bookstore. Until July 11, when I will return with this same show at 8 p.m., Potential Plus Possibilities, and great guests who will be talking to us about a variety of subjects, including how to build up your strengths, how to harness your quantum energy, and how to get out of the rut that you're in, of whatever kind. This is Hyacinth Gooden-Bailey, your host, signing off from Potential and Possibilities and Mid-Career and Beyond, and wishing to hear from you and see you very soon. Have a great week.